And since before the U.S. invaded Iraq, some critics have warned that toppling Saddam Hussein's regime would be a gift to its longtime enemy, Iran. Now, a new report from the respected British think tank Chatham House says that's exactly what happened. It concludes that ongoing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have made Iran a more powerful force in the region than it would otherwise have been, which in turn has made Iran better able to resist pressure from the West on issues like the nuclear program. Dr. Ali Ansari is a professor of modern history at St. Andrews University in Scotland, one of the report's main contributors. He joined us on the line from St. Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you begin and end this report with the premise that the chief beneficiary of the war on terror in the Middle East is Iran.
That's right. If you look at the map, basically, and you look at the geopolitics of the Middle East, what the war on terror has done in the first instance is it's knocked out two of Iran's major rivals in the region, and it's failed to replace those rivals with any coherent state structure. So the Taliban were blood enemies of the Iranians, and obviously Saddam Hussein also did not have a very good relationship with the Islamic Republic. Both these states were effectively knocked out, and until something more substantive is put in place, Iran has lost two of its major opponents. But more than that, it's been able to move in and start to influence the development, the political development of both those states.
Well, now, though, the U.S. has said many times or suggested that Iran is aiming to destabilize Iraq, or at least helping the insurgents. You write, or this report has it, that Iran sees itself as a stabilizing force and one not enough appreciated.
Yes, there are obviously people within the Iranian government who would like to be more disruptive. But in fact, the long-term strategy of Iran in Iraq is to have basically a coherent territorial whole. I mean, to have Iraq there as one entity, but to have it very much as a satellite even, or a client state of Iran. I mean, they don't want, obviously, the Americans there. They don't want the British there. They don't want Iraq to fall apart, because that would be bad news for them as well. They don't want anarchy on their border. But they certainly, and this was made very clear to me when I was there, they certainly will not allow a military threat to emerge from that country again, and that was their red line.
What about the other conflicts in the region, Lebanon, for instance?
Well, Iran's position with Hezbollah, for instance, as was, you know, repeated to me on several times, because we asked, you know, we said, why are you arming Hezbollah when it's only irritating the Israelis? And the answer was very simply that Hezbollah is our deterrence force. If the Americans attack us, we know basically that, A, we can't attack America, unless obviously we're talking about American troops in Iraq. We can't retaliate very effectively, but we also know that the Americans are extremely sensitive about Israel's security. So if we can threaten them with a retaliation towards Israel, that might make the Americans think twice.
What are the options, as you see them, available to the United States to use with an increasingly powerful and possibly threatening Iran?
I think the United States has to hone its skills on soft power. I think hard power has always been the route of choice, certainly in the last 5-6 years. What the United States has to do is to recognize that it does have diplomatic tools, cultural tools, communicative tools at its disposal that it's simply not using, partly because it refuses to talk. There's an attitude, and this occurs, you know, in Britain as well to some extent, or certainly among Prime Minister Blair, that, you know, if bombing once doesn't work, well, you know, bomb them again. Well, I've argued and argued very heavily that between neglect and bombing, there's a whole range of possibilities you can use, but you need to think creatively about it.
Well, just sort of finally, were forced to be resorted to, because there's always talk of that. How would Iran, in your opinion, respond?
I think it would be devastating for the region. I think it would be devastating for Iran in the first place, but Iran would undoubtedly retaliate, and I think you'd find that oil would certainly go straight through, you know, $110 a barrel for a start, and you'd find a major crisis in the Persian Gulf region, as well as major attacks in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places. I mean, for me, that is the Armageddon scenario that I think some people in the United States have been talking about.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ali Ansari is a professor of modern history at St. Andrews University in Scotland and author of the book Confronting Iran, speaking with us from St. Andrews.